Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, so the top three stories we covered in the first hour were the tornadoes that ravaged the middle part of the country, namely Kentucky and
Kansas.
I will be talking Missouri.
In Missouri, yeah, I'll be talking to Steve Tiber a little bit later today to get a story off on American Family News about what they're doing there.
President of the United States Donald Trump has been on the phone this morning with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And I haven't yet heard anything official yet from the White House about how that went.
Trying to work out a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. And then the third big story, Steve, was the announcement that former President Joe Biden has what kind of cancer? Prostate?
Prostate cancer that is metastasized to his bones. The question being, how long did they know? How long does it take for something like that to happen? And is it likely that they knew about it when they were still trying to run in for president in this last election?
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. And this is probably something we won't know for a while until somebody spills the beans. If it was covered up, it could be. And I had to admit that it is sometimes possible that is missed.
In fact, that's what I don't know what you guys played. I know that we had some cuts from doctors.
Mark Siegel, I think.
Mark Siegel was one, and there was another one, Randall Lee of Fox Chase Cancer Center. Both of them said the same thing, that it's easy to miss.
Really?
Well, by the time it gets as advanced as they're having well, we could actually, if you want to.
I've always heard it's easy to detect, not hard to detect.
Well, even Mark Siegel said in the vast majority of cases, they do discover it early, but it can be missed. I guess
missed. But by the time it gets to the place where it's metastasized to the bones, and I guess President Biden was complaining of some urinary issues, by that time, you rarely miss it. Now, we had another doctor. We wouldn't necessarily play the clip, but Dr. Randall Lee of Fox Chase Cancer Center said that it is a dire diagnosis, but Joe Biden has a fair chance of survival. Not cure, not like it's going to go away, but he may live years. You could live years more with the advance in technology. However, I came across, Dilbert, the
comic strip.
Comic strip Dilbert. Scott Adams is the guy that is who drew that. He's a conservative commentator too now and everything. He has come out with a video. I didn't bring the audio in, but he came out today on social media, says he has the same cancer that had metastasized also to his bones. And he says the doctors tell him he's going to be gone sometime this summer.
He's only 67 years old.
Which used to be really old, but now is young.
Yeah. I turned 67 this August.
Yeah.
And I consider that young.
I do too. that's a dire thing, and I feel
But you hear about it all the time and people get treated. When caught early, as they say, it's a highly treatable form of cancer. Probably one of the highest.
They got some very remarkable treatments. I don't know if Fred talked about some of the treatments that they had. But like most cancers, it depends on when you catch it. But by the time it's metastasized to the bone, I think, and it's stage four, which I guess is the last stage.
That's what's remarkable, that people are scratching their heads going, how could somebody with access to the best medical care in the world go undiagnosed with this for so long to the point where it's diagnosed? Because I was reading last night a gentleman who's a cancer doctor, Of course, you get, even among doctors, you get various opinions sometimes. So they're not unanimous. But this guy was saying, basically he was saying it like we're thinking. He's going, he said, this would take 5 to 7 years to progress to the point where it metastasizes in the bones.
Right.
There are hints. I want to place
hints
this,
of what?
Of that he might have known about it longer than he's let on. This is Joe Biden in 2022. He was doing an environmental press conference in Delaware, his home state. Some issue about pollution that was put into rivers and everything when he's grown up. But listen, what I'm going to play, the reason I'm playing it will be fairly evident here. Cut three.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
And we might have played that at the time and said, oh, listen, Joe Biden has no idea what he's saying. He's so far gone, he thinks he has cancer. He might have had cancer.
Yes, that's kind of, here's the thing. Now, 2022, he was still fairly lucid. I mean, you could tell he was having difficulty. He really, the last 2 years of his term, he really dropped off considerably. So back in 2022, I'm thinking he wasn't just misspeaking. He wasn't, you know, thinking he had it, but he didn't because he's confused. It sounded like he was saying he and others have cancer because of environmental
factors. It's exactly what he's saying.
That's what he. I'm saying it sounds like that's what he means to say. Is that he has cancer?
But didn't he have cancer before though, like skin cancer or something, 2, 3, 4 years ago or something like that?
I don't know. I'm checking.
There is a there was a Biden aide who's come out and said that almost his full 4 years in office, that he was basically incapable of making hard decisions, and they referred to it as a rest home.
Okay.
He did have
skin cancer
2 years ago.
In 2023, I'm looking at an article from July 25th, 2023 on statnews.com, basal cell carcinoma.
So he could have been talking about that.
That's true. He could have.
Could have been.
Anyway, we're probably not going to find out unless if there was a cover-up in the Biden administration, we'll probably hear about it from some whistleblower.
And you got HIPAA laws to deal with, too.
And you got HIPAA laws, so we may never know. He was clearly not supposed to be in office. The Democrats should have run somebody else.
Well, they
shouldn't have written for re-election.
I think we can all quit scratching our heads, if that's what you're doing, and wonder why did those closest to Joe Biden, including his own wife, why did they try to hide the fact that he was going downhill fast mentally and was incapable of being president of the United States, other than just a warm body in a suit sitting in an office? Is that it is as it appears to be, and it's simple. Those people around Joe Biden in the White House wanted him to remain president because they liked the lifestyle, they liked the attention, they liked the power. And so if it meant propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's, you know, so they could remain in power and beat Bad Orange Man, whatever they call President Trump. I mean,
Orange Man Bad.
Orange Man Bad. See, I'd get all three versions there. Then they were going to pretend like he was fine and get their media friends to do the same thing. They didn't count on that one. They were hoping he would make it through one debate. If he could make it through one debate, they weren't going to put him out there a second time.
Right.
Okay. And all they do is say, you know, we're not going to debate a fascist.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just not going to. We did it once. We're not going to do it again. That's all they would have said. Right. And if he were going to be able to run again. So it would have been That's what they did.
Assume he knew that he, and they made it through the debate, and they thought he'll win. He'll declare he has cancer. He'll resign.
Yes.
We have a President Kamala Harris who gets almost three, four.
That's what they were. That's what they were going to hope for till he had the meltdown on the debate.
Yeah.
He couldn't recover from that. Yeah. So, but had he just made it through that debate, you know, sort of, he's slipping, but he's not terrible, and he might have been able to win. I don't know.
I think the assassination attempt changed a lot of stuff. It changed America's perception of the man. Now you've got a martyr.
Of what man?
Potential martyr of Trump.
Trump.
Okay, I was talking about Biden.
No. Biden had nothing to do with the assassination attempt. What I'm saying is that when he dodged the bullet in Pennsylvania, a lot of people got a whole lot more sympathetic toward the man, especially when he stood up and shook his fist at the thing. And
he dodged a bullet?
He dodged a bullet.
How did he dodge
it? He literally dodged a bullet.
Well,
I'm sorry. Was that inappropriate?
You're making him sound like Superman.
I'm laughing at Tim, who's focused on the dodge the bullet expression.
I'm not even using that as a metaphor. I'm literally saying he dodged a bullet.
Did he though, Steve? Did he dodge a bullet?
I don't know.
I don't say this every day because I know some Christians who do, and you roll your eyes because every day's a miracle. You know what I'm talking? You know the kind of people I'm talking about?
That's a great name for a book. Go ahead.
Okay.
I rolled my eyes.
So,
today's a miracle.
Well, it'd be a great day for...
Today's a miracle.
I bet you'd sell a bunch.
You would. Absolutely, you would.
Sell a bunch. Hey, we need to co-write that.
Yeah. I can get the third,
right after all the other books.
Steve can do the add the photography.
Photography. Yeah. I could probably get some good televangelist recommendations here to be the third co-author.
Well, so what are you going to say? I'm sorry. Every day you might roll your eyes because Christians.
We all know our brothers and sisters who every day is turn left at a stop sign instead of right, and God was leading them to Burger King instead of McDonald's. You know these Christians?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I'm not saying they're not believers. They're just little wackadoodle on stuff. And everything's God told them. Yeah. And everything's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying this in a serious way.
Yes.
You said dodge the bullet. I know what you meant. I was kidding with you there.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how else you explain what Donald Trump escaped that day. Other than God Almighty,
right,
intervening, because he turned his head. I'm talking about in Pennsylvania when the guy tried to shoot him.
Yeah.
He turned his head. Otherwise, his head is blown off his body. Excuse me being so graphic here. It would have been an image that none of us would have ever recovered from.
Right.
And it would have torn the country apart because conservatives would have blamed liberals.
That's right.
It would have been a free for all.
Yeah, that's right. So that was and I'm being serious here. That I just don't know how you deny to your point, Steve, earlier, that God saved Donald Trump's life.
He said as much. He believes it.
And his response to it, getting back up when they wanted him to stay down. And raising his fist and saying, fight, fight, fight. That response combined with the closeness, fractions of inches, I think turned the narrative.
We could get a psychologist in here to tell us what happened with the mass cultural shift. But you noticed immediately it was all of a sudden okay to say you're a Donald Trump fan. It was okay to say that. That's when we started going against the woke stuff. Everything he was talking about, getting rid of DEI, which used to be racist, all of a sudden now it was plausible.
One of the main reasons Donald Trump won, though, in all seriousness, is Kamala Harris was awful.
Oh.
And you only had two choices.
Right.
You only had two choices. You had Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, and she was so bad.
And with Trump, he had a first term where the economy was doing well.
He had a record.
He had a record, and now we were in four years of economic turmoil.
Inflation crazy.
Yeah, inflation times. Going crazy. And so people were going Kamala Harris,
right,
who's a terrible candidate.
I'm going to go Trump.
I'll also say this, and I mean this in a cultural way, okay? Trump's reaction to almost getting shot, I think, impacted the way black males and Hispanics, especially Hispanic males, viewed him, because those are both cultures Macho. That put an emphasis on masculinity.
Yeah.
And they saw this guy get up with blood streaming down his face saying, fight, fight, fight. And and maybe I could be proven wrong, but I think that turned a higher percentage than would be typical in those two voting blocks.
So you're saying white men are wimps?
No, I am saying there are far more soy boys in the white community.
I baited you right there. You don't even have to answer.
Yeah, just
than the black right and Hispanic yeah. community.
No, you're right.
Put a premium on masculinity.
You're right. So anyway, yeah. All right, so next story, Steve.
We got a plethora. Let me just give
a
you a
plethora.
A couple of choices.
Do you like want the Three Amigos plethora?
Just about. Do you want to? I'll give you a choice. The next.
Could it be?
I have something I want to end. Give me a couple minutes at the very end. You have something we got to talk about. But do you want to talk about a fertility clinic in Palm Springs that was blown up? Do you want to talk about a Mexican ship going into a bridge?
Do the fertility clinic first.
All right. So in Palm Springs over the weekend, there was a fertility clinic in. That was a car bomb was parked in front of, and it exploded. The guy that was in the car died, and other than that, everybody else avoided injury or death. The guy's name, the victim's name, was a guy named Gary Bartkus. And if you look at Gary Bartkus's picture, he looks an awful lot like the guy that won American Idol a couple years ago, the country singer. But I digress.
Don't digress too much.
Okay.
Lose us.
So this is, they found a manifesto of this guy. And this is some of the things that he'd written in his manifesto. And this is why you're not hearing it a whole lot. It's disappeared from the news. It's disappeared from the mainstream media because in his manifesto he wrote, I think there needs to be a war against pro-lifers. I'd choose Satan over your evil God. Clearly anti-life.
Well, he got his wish.
Well, yeah. He's not wishing it anymore.
Right.
So anyway, that happened, and the fact that you're not seeing it in the media anymore.
Well, and let me just say this: the left increasingly, it's becoming obvious. Now it was obvious to us a long time ago, but this is starting to spread in terms of the views of people like Bill Maher and others in the liberal traditional liberal camp that. The left is becoming unhinged and more prone to wanting to resort to violence to solve their political impotency, rather than trying to convince people to come their way on terms of.
You think they're more prone now than they were in the summer of 2020 in Minneapolis?
No, I'm saying it's becoming more clear to people that, we've talked about these polls.
Yeah,
55% of individuals on the left think that resorting to violence is a good way. Large percentages saying assassination is a good solution.
Something around that,
which makes the story we covered about Comey in the first hour, 86-47,
even more
important.
Such a clown. All right. So over the weekend they had a parade, a boat parade in New York. And there was some problem. There was a boat from the Mexican Navy. It was an older boat that was kind of a sail. One of those three-masted ships had a bunch of people on it, and it lost power in the middle of this parade in the Hudson River, and it backed into the Brooklyn Bridge. There's a video you can see online of the masts one at a time being bowled over. Now
that was incredible to watch.
There were people up in the at the top of those masts.
Yeah.
Two
crow's nest.
Crow's nest.
Yeah.
They died. Two people died because they fell.
I think what this video has been all over the place. It was a Mexican naval ship that was in New York for some reason. We don't know exactly.
Says a goodwill tour.
It's a parade ship. It would be like the USS
Constitution. Right. It wasn't a battleship or anything like that. It was just a naval ship that looked like a It was a, like you described it.
1800s. The U.S. still has a commissioned ship from the 1700s.
So the mast, two of the mast, M-A-S-T, collapse as they hit the Brooklyn Bridge, and tragically people died. I mean, how many? Two died and 18 injured, or something like that.
And some seriously. Now it's good to know that our Democrat friends here are always compassionate. This is a statement from Chuck Schumer. We know that the Trump administration has been meddling in U.S. Coast Guard operations from staffing to command and comms, and I have the general sense of some DOGE dysfunction in parts of the Coast Guard, to put it mildly. After being fully briefed about last night's Brooklyn Bridge accident, one thing is clear. There are many more questions to answer as to about how the accident occurred and whether it could have been prevented. It's Trump's fault.
These people are nuts.
Who says it's Trump's fault?
Schumer.
Listen, they're whacked.
They are clowns.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you said you had something to get to.
Okay. So there's this sports league. I think it's called the WNBA. It's about as it is about as excellent as a junior high basketball.
Hold on, Steve. Be careful.
No, no. Have you seen these guys play basketball?
These girls.
Just most of them.
Oh man.
Be careful, Steve.
They literally can't. They're more air balls than made shots there. Anyway, there was a game between these two teams, the Indiana and
the Fever,
and then the whatever. There's two players. Angel Reese is one.
I know all about it. If you want me to talk about it,
well, let me just say that that there was a hard foul, and then Angel Reese, this one player, went. This is in Indiana. She was the opposite team. She went to shoot a free throw. She missed, and the fans cheered because she missed. Quote. The WNBA is investigating Indiana fans cheering after Angel Reese missed her free throw as an act of racism.
Well, the WNBA is woke, okay? That's ridiculous. I saw that whole play. This was Caitlin Clark, who is, everybody knows who she is by now, the most prolific scorer in the history of college basketball. She went to the Indiana Fever, a women's professional, last year, and she was a lot of veteran players and others are jealous of her because of her accomplishments. And she fouled Angel Reese right there. Just put her. She kept her from making the layup by putting her hand, and it looked bad. Okay, but it wasn't
a hard foul.
Hard foul. So anyway, but you don't want to play against Caitlin Clark right now. If you're 60, how old are you?
Five.
Okay, 65? You don't want that.
Although I still might. Yeah. I don't know about right. Caitlin Clark, but I bet I could score better than half of the people in that league.
Steve's on his own on that.
Oh yeah, he's.
You can take all the calls and emails.
Totally.
All right, I want to play this. Let's play this classic clip here.
Oh, but I think you would like your other presents too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom. Each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh yes, many.
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, Wapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is.
There you go. Classic scene from the movie Three Amigos.
Could it be El Guapo?
And it's just fitting that we have three.
Amigos. Hey, three amigos right here.
Are so people, what's some would say three blind mice.
Yeah, more than you'd like to admit, yes. Huh?
All right, all you ladies out there, Steve's ready for a little basketball action. He'll meet you outside here. Take a little three-point shot.
I'm not saying women can't play basketball. I'm saying these women.
That's what I heard.
We'll be back tomorrow. Take care.